Hello, my name is Dominic Moffat, and you're listening to Teen Spirit, the podcast that is going to be bringing you the latest in rock and roll, the new and the undiscovered rock bands of the world, the bands that no one else has picked up yet, no one from BBC Radio 1, no one from Kerrang. This is all uncharted territory. I'm going to be bringing you the latest bands that you have not heard yet, but you need to hear. Right now, you're listening to the intro for Nevada's Smells Like Teen Spirit. It's what I named the show after. It's timeless. It's a classic. It's what all modern rock kind of channels towards, what it aims to be like. Simple, effective, full of bar chords, full of fuzz. It's amazing. It's absolutely fantastic. Right now, we're going to start off with an absolute banger. This is a band that you probably might have heard of. They're probably more to the kind of well-known side. They've been covered by a few magazines and stuff like that. They're called Despite My Deepest Fear. They've been touring for quite a few years. London-based metalcore band. Doing absolutely fantastic. They've just announced that they're going on tour. They've just announced a new EP. And I have got an exclusive play of their latest single coming up later. But first, I'm going to play you one of their old songs from their EP, Break, which was released last year. This is The Feeding Ground, and you're listening to Teen Spirit. Make sure you stay listening to this podcast. I'm going to be bringing you all the latest rock and metal that you have not heard before. This is crucial. Here we go. Absolutely fantastic track there. That was The Feeding Ground by Despite My Deepest Fear. Absolutely fantastic band, London-based metalcore there. As I said earlier, we're going to be playing their latest single, which is called Selfish Generation. An exclusive player that will be coming up later on the show. I thought I'd just start off with something that was a little bit more familiar to guys, to people that were kind of fans of underground rock and metal. You know, that was kind of the biggest thing I could think of. You know, maybe you didn't know it. Hopefully you didn't. Hopefully that was a new track for you. So yeah, that was Despite My Deepest Fear with their track Feeding Ground from their previous EP, Make or Break. They've got a new EP coming out. New single, as I said, coming later. Right now I'm going to be playing a song by a band called Beaumont. I was sent this by an indie record label. Beaumont are literally really, really new on the scene. They've literally just started out. If you go on their Twitter, it's got like 100 followers. No disrespect to them at all. It's just that they're starting out and they've started out with an absolute cracker. This song's called Boys and Girls. Reminds me a lot of kind of, let's say, second album, Lord of the Atlantis, that kind of in between the heavy stage, in between the rock stage. Really kind of straight up heavy, but in a kind of, you know, not in a metal or a kind of hard rock way, in their own kind of unique way. It's fantastic. They're going to be supporting Waster this week, who are a pop punk band from Liverpool, on their first ever UK tour dates, apparently. So yeah, watch out for that. And they've got plans for a full EP release in 2016. This song is called Boys and Girls. It's by Beaumont. Go on to check them out on Twitter, at Beaumont Band. At Beaumont UK. Sorry, apologies. And make sure whilst you're doing that, you go and follow me on Twitter, at Dominic Moffat 1. And then go and like me on Facebook, because that would be absolutely fantastic and lovely. Go and like Teen Spirit. It's all in capitals, Teen Spirit, no eyes. We don't like the eyes here. Anyway, this is Boys and Girls with Beaumont. I cannot wait for you guys to hear this one, because I think it's one of those tracks you get instantly addicted to. I've been listening to this so much. So yeah, listen to this, enjoy. Tell me what you think about it. You're listening to Teen Spirit.
Boys!
That was Boys and Girls by Beaumont. Birmingham pop rockers. We're going to call them pop rockers, yeah. As I said before, really not that much by way of kind of support or kind of widespread acknowledgement of them. But yeah, I did get a promo email from the guys over at Wall of Sound PR, so they've obviously got something going for them and someone's seen a lot in them, and I see a lot of them after that track. I absolutely love that track. Honestly, one of my favourite tracks at the moment. I've been listening to it constantly. Really catchy, really upbeat. Kind of unique in its kind of sort of heaviness. It reminds me of that kind of, as I said, the Northern Atlantis, but it's got hints of Don Broco in there. Fantastic. They're going to be supporting Waster in upcoming tour dates. Make sure you check that out if you do, and also listen out for their full EP, which is coming next year. Right now I've got a local band, I've got a Leeds band right here. We're centered in Leeds, Teen Spirit. Yeah, we've got a local band called Paperweight, and this is their song Lottery. I'll tell you a little bit about them after this. Let's go. We'll be right back. absolutely fantastic. That was Paperweight with their song Lottery, which was on their debut EP Disenchanted. You can download that on Bandcamp. Just go to Bandcamp Paperweight or some kind of combination of those letters. Anyway, yeah, they're a local band from Leeds. Fantastic guys. I know them, actually. I know them personally. Ben and Judd, who you may know from a little metal band called The Ocean Between Us, who are massive in Leeds. Unfortunately, I don't think they're together anymore as a band. I think there was a lot of kind of stuff with record labels, which I think is the sad thing about small bands. They're the ones that kind of get pushed out and stomped on by the big record label. It's not the big bands. They're the bands that kind of stay and can weather the storm. But, you know, bands like The Ocean Between Us, they kind of fade away. But let's not talk about that. Let's talk about the positives. Paperweight, they're back with Judd and Ben. Absolutely fantastic band. They've got plans to go on tour next year. They've got their EP out on Bandcamp, so go and check that out. You know, awesome band. Another one of those bands that are keeping the Leeds scene going. So, yeah, go and check them out. I'm sure they'll be playing around the city very, very soon. It kind of remind me of Touche Amore. They've got that kind of slow punk vibe about them. We're going to be moving straight on to another Leeds band, actually. This band called Shots Fired. Great name, guys. Great name. This is The Architect. This is kind of some heavy metal for you guys. So it's very rare that we get kind of small bands taking on metal and metalcore, actually. So it's quite rare that we've got both Despite My Deepest Fear and Shots Fired here. So yeah, this is The Architect. Again, you can go and check this out on Bandcamp. Yeah, so you're listening to Teen Spirit. My name is Dominic Moffat. That was Shots Fired with The Architect. Absolutely fantastic track. Absolutely love that. Brilliant. Fantastic. As I said, yeah, a lot of metal in the kind of underground scene that we're seeing at the moment. So I thought it would be good to try and find some stuff. And these guys just popped up on my Facebook. They're touring at the moment, I believe. They've just brought out an album as well, which you can find on their Bandcamp. And you can download that song for free from their Bandcamp. It's just shotsfiredUK.bandcamp.com. Go to that and go and like them on Facebook. That would be fantastic. As I said, local Leeds band and a metal band, which is good. We don't see a lot of that. Right now is another band that you'll probably would have seen on Facebook because they're advertised all over it at the moment, especially if you like Rock Pages and especially if you like Royal Blood on Facebook, which is obviously quite a lot of you. They've been kind of compared to Royal Blood. They've got that kind of riffy sound, but it's not as chunky as Royal Blood. You know, they're very kind of guitar based, whereas Royal Blood are kind of more bassy. You know, obviously they've just got a bass and a drum kit. So yeah, this is Cruel to Be Kind by Dead Dollar Days. Make sure you check them out on Facebook if you haven't already. And yeah, you can download this song and a exclusive EP for free from their Bandcamp. So yeah, this is Cruel to Be Kind by Dead Dollar Days. See what I mean by that riffy riffness. I'll take that back, they are very bassy. Was Dead Dollar Days with Cruel to Be Kind. I hope you got the kind of Royal Blood vibes there. And I was wrong. They are very bassy. They are very, very, very bassy. Yes, indeed, that was Dead Dollar Days. You're listening to Teen Spirit with Dominic Moffat, the new podcast bringing you the latest in undiscovered, uncharted rock and metal music. Yeah, so that was Dead Dollar Days. They're from London, the kind of London-based outfit. They cite their influences as Muse, Foo Fighters, but I think that is all brought together by Royal Blood. The kind of you know, general lock stuff they've got is all brought together with this kind of very, very centered Royal Blood sound, which is awesome. I really like it. It's good to see a really good rock band now have kind of this following and this kind of, not replicating, but people that take influences from them. It's absolutely fantastic. You can download a free 3-track EP from Dead Dollar Days on their Facebook page and on their website. So just type in Dead Dollar Days Band into Google and you can download that. It's absolutely fantastic. I think that was the best, that was the pick of the bunch, but yeah, got some good tracks on there. Right now we're going to be moving on to a band that approached me, actually. They approached me on Facebook, their lead singer approached me to just, I think he knows that I did radio, so he just asked me to play their track, and it's or listen to their track, I think, or like their stuff on Facebook. But either way, I'm happy I did, because this is another track that I have literally been addicted to. This is one of the ones I really, really wanted to play on the show. I really wanted to play for you guys. This is called Better Days, and it's by a band called High Lives. I'm going to say they're kind of like a British Wonder Years. That's it. Not quite as famous, but they definitely 110% have the potential to be. So yeah, this is Better Days by High Lives. Make sure you stay listening. You're listening to Teen Spirit. That was Better Days by High Lives. Absolutely fantastic pop punk straight from Bristol there. And right now we've got some Fizzy Blood with I'm No good. Yes, that was I'm No Good by Fizzy Blood, local Leeds lads. Absolutely fantastic. There's a great kind of number of grunge bands making their way into the rock scene in Leeds at the moment. All Us and Drugs, Forever Cult, and Fizzy Blood to name a few, but that was Fizzy Blood's I'm No Good, their latest single. Go and check that out wherever you may. I think it's on iTunes. I think it's online. It's definitely online. Go and check them out on Facebook. They're still at Leeds College of Music, but they're doing fantastically. They went, apparently, according to one of my friends who knows them, they went to a festival in Korea the other week. So they're doing well. They're doing well. They're still kind of, I'm going to say they're still kind of uncharted and unknown, but they're getting there. They're doing very, very well. Anyway, we're going to move on now to a Swedish band, actually. Believe it or not, a Swedish band. A Swedish band called Like Tortures. I was sent some of their stuff by the Noise Cartel. Shout out to everyone at the Noise Cartel. Thank you very much for sending the stuff that you do. You always provide me with such great material. This song's called Swing Swing. It's going to be on their new album. So yes, this is Like Tortures, a Swedish band. Go and check them out. Swing Swing by Like Torches, Swedish band from Sweden. That is their latest single, which is going to be on their new record called Shelter. It's going to be out January the 22nd. Go and check them out on Facebook at Like Torches Band. Fantastic band, that. I was sent some stuff by The Noise Cartel. So again, thank you so much to everyone at The Noise Cartel who's been sending me stuff. Make sure you check them out. Absolutely fantastic. I cannot wait to play this track for you right now. This is one of my favourites. I've been wanting to play this band for maybe a year now, I'm going to say. Actually, a year. I never got the chance to play them. I used to do like a rock and punk show, but I never thought they kind of fitted into it, or I didn't think they were big enough. So I thought, you know what, let's play them now. They've kind of got this really cool kind of Twin Atlantic Scottish rock vibe. It's absolutely fantastic. This one is called Glasgow Stranger, and the band are called We Came From Wolves. Make sure you go and have a look at them on Facebook and on the YouTube. Cool was that? Yes, indeed, that was Glasgow Stranger by Scottish rock band We Came As Wolves. They've actually been picked up by Kerrang, so I did lie a little bit at the start. I did say I'd try and pick up bands that weren't picked up by Kerrang and BBC Radio 1, but you know what, you gotta do a bit of give and take for a while. But yeah, they're a very small band from Scotland. They got, as I said, they got that amazing kind of Twin Atlantic-y vibe. Really nice to see Twin Atlantic being used as a big influence there. So yeah, make sure you check out We Came As Wolves. Absolutely fantastic music there. They've got a debut album, a debut EP that were coming up in the last few years, and I think they're kind of moving towards, you know, their big material. They've had their little kind of messing around stage. They're moving on to bigger and better things, so make sure you keep an eye out for them. Right now we've got another band called The Hunter, London-based guys. This song's called Bonfire. It's been going off the chain on Twitter. Loads of people are tweeting and saying how much they like it to the band. So yeah, let's see if this gets them a bit more support. Make sure you check them out. This is Bonfire.
And if you love me, then why won't you use me? If you hate me, then why do you care? You said that we would go the distance. Now you don't take me anywhere. And I bite my tongue. But fuck your heart. And I can't stand. I can't stand you.
Do you know what? I'd actually forgotten how good that track was. Quite genuinely sat here right now feeling like I've listened to that for the first time. Absolutely fantastic. That was The Hunter with Bonfire. I honestly I'd forgotten how good those lyrics were and how good that kind of that chorus, that soaring athematic chorus was. So good. As I said, The Hunter, band from London. I think they've literally just released Bonfire and another song called She's Casual as a kind of single, two songs together kind of thing. So make sure you go and check them out on Facebook. They're on the at The Hunter Band. Hunter spelled H-U-N-N-A. All in caps. Make sure you follow them because they are going to be massive. That was an absolutely fantastic song. Honestly, I cannot believe how good that song is. I've totally forgotten how good that was. Taking me by surprise. Anyway, right now we've got a little feature I like to call a throne room, which is it's kind of like my track of the week, you know, my big track, my kind of feature, my exclusive track that I really want to show to you, the kind of the showpiece of the whole show of Teen Spirit. So before we finish, I'm going to be playing you an exclusive track by Despite My Deepest Fear, metalcore band from London who are going to be going on tour across the UK next month. They're going to be hitting Northampton, they're going to be hitting loads of other places in the UK. Make sure you go and check them out on Twitter. And this is their single. You cannot hear it anywhere else at the moment. I got it exclusively from the band. I asked them, I begged them. I was like, guys, please can I have the new single? And they were like, yeah, go on. Go on then. They're really nice. I'm going to be interviewing the singer tomorrow, so hopefully that can be played on Teen Spirit next week, or maybe I can put it on the website. So yeah, if you're listening, please go and like my Facebook page. Please go and follow me on Twitter at DominicMoffett1. This is Selfish Generation by Despite My Deepest Fear. It's going to be on their new EP. There you are. That was it. That was the finale. That was Selfish Generation by Despite My Deepest Fear. Absolutely fantastic band from London. Metalcore outfit. They're going on tour next month. Check that out. And make sure you like this show on Facebook because it's the end of the show. You've been listening to this podcast. Do you know what? You can listen to it again. Sit back and restart it. You can listen to it again because it's a podcast. No, but seriously, go and like Teen Spirit on Facebook. All capitals, Teen Spirit without the I's. And yeah, enjoy next week's show because it's going to be absolutely fantastic. And make sure you check out all the bands that are on today. Massive thanks to Despite My Deepest Fear for giving me that exclusive track. Absolutely lovely lads. And I'm going to be interviewing the lead singer tomorrow. So make sure you watch out for that. Yeah, have a lovely evening. Have a lovely day. Have a lovely morning. I've been Dominic Moffat.